Let's go to the Western Cape campaign trail now, because the ANC and the EFF are campaigning in the province. President Cyril Ramaphosa and the EFF leader Julius Malema both hitting the province in an attempt to loosen the grip of the DA. The president is making his first stop this morning in Mamre, while Malema will be out canvassing around the Stellenbosch area. So let's check in with what President Cyril Ramaphosa is doing at the moment. Kevin Brunt, Eyewitness News reporter, is on the campaign trail for us. Kevin, good afternoon to you. Thank you very much for your time. Where has the president been? What's he been saying?
A very good afternoon to you, Mandy. Well, the president earlier this morning visited Mamre. It's a small town about 61 kilometers outside of Cape Town. The residents will have to travel to the town of Atlantis if they want to make use of the facilities such as shops, such as clothing stores. And they also addressed their issues with regard to service delivery when the president addressed them earlier today. There were also some interest from opposition parties in the form of the Cape Coloured Congress. The councillor standing for that ward explained to me that he wanted to come and hear what different the ANC puts on the table this time. And also a lot of residents apprehensive, and they don't really trust this process where political parties come out just before the election and make all sorts of promises. The president also visited a 70-year-old lady who's been living in the same house for about 40 years, saying that he's not happy with the condition that the house is in the ANC, and by the president then promised to build a new home for this lady. But take a listen what the president told him, Andy.
We are going to put our best showing. The people of this area are clearly demonstrating that they want change.
Yes.
And they know that the change that they can get will be through the African National Congress, because the ANC has been renewing itself, has been rebuilding itself and making itself a lot better, has to be able to deliver, has to be able to address the needs of the people. So we believe that we are in a really good prime position as the African National Congress to respond to the needs of the people.
And Kevin, tell us about what kind of reception the president got today.
Mandy, well, most people welcomed. Obviously, there were ANC supporters on the ground, you know, very happy to see the president and to be at his engagement. But there were also other residents who complained about the lack of service delivery. Many of them complained about the high unemployment rate in the area. Looking through the Atlanta Special Economic Zone, just before the COVID-19 pandemic hit, the president visited the area. It's a green technology hub where a lot of these people look to for future employment, and they say it's now about time that investment start delivering. But a lot of people also want some plans for the youth, in particular in that community. Just take a listen to what these residents had to say, Mandy.
There's Mamre's High School that was been asked since 1950, 1989.
We need facilities for the children and things like that, man, for a better life.
For my child is 31 years and she's in a wendy house. She must put poles in this wendy house. And my child, my grandchild, has asthma.
Thank you, Kevin Brunt, for bringing us that audio. So the president out in the Western Cape campaigning hard for the ANC. Julius Malema also spending 3 days in the Western Cape campaigning. Both parties trying to climb into the DA's control over the Western Cape.